So it is a little confusing, but let me try and clarify it as much as is possible. Pastor Terry Jones of the church in Florida that had planned a Burn the Quran Day for the anniversary of September 11th, last night announced he canceled his plans to hold the Quran burning in Gainesville. But then he learned that the Islamic Cultural Center would not be moved from its location in New York. And so the pastor said his event was simply on hold. All the while this was going on, Jones is appearing on the major news networks in the United States and many around the globe. And he also took a phone call from the Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates. Joining us this morning to help us kind of meditate on what all this means is Dan Johnson. He joins us again. He's a minister at Trinity United Methodist Church. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm wondering if you have more clarity than we do about whether or not this event will occur tomorrow.
You know, maybe it's the cynical side of me. How can anyone have clarity with this person we're dealing with? Oh, my goodness. I don't. I haven't checked the news this morning. I don't know, other than what you've said. It's still very disturbing.
I wonder what is your reaction to the Terry Jones idea that he will cancel his event in exchange for the imam in New York agreeing to move the Islamic Cultural Center there? Do you think that's a reasonable bargain?
My first reaction is, you got to be kidding me. I mean, who would let this person be a key negotiator at any sort of major event? I mean, it's absurd. I just can't get my mind around it.
You know, you said on this program yesterday, Dan, that America is yearning and hungering for moderate voices, and that the fringe is holding America hostage. Do you think this negotiation and even the presence by Secretary of Defense Robert Gates, by calling Terry Jones, is part of a kind of hostage situation that's developing?
Yeah, I think we've gotten to that, and I think Gates did the right thing. He had, but to move on then and nobody in their right mind would let this person be in a negotiation process. That's just way beyond. And we've got to step back once this is over and figure out how not to get in this position again. It's a terrible position.
Well, let me ask you about your ideas on how we not to get in this position again. As I understand, you've been approached by reporters who've, I guess, discussed with you the ethics of coverage on this particular issue. Do you feel like that the problem here was just that it got too much media attention?
Honestly, I do, and I don't quite know the answer there, how to navigate that, because I know news people need to cover things, but I know all those reporters standing around where, of course, they're out there in the hot sun debating, and they're just asking themselves, this doesn't make sense. Why are we here? What is the ethics of us doing this, covering four people? Really, you're talking about four people who are holding everybody else in hostage. If it hadn't been reported, it would have been a non-event.
Well, let me ask you, as a minister at the Trinity United Methodist Church, you must have members of your congregation coming to you with their own concerns over this controversy, or maybe coming to you with their own concerns over some of the discussions about Muslim Americans and the place of Islam in the United States. What do you advise them?
Well, you know, we're in a university town. Most of our folks are very ecumenical, as it were, and appreciative of people of different faiths. So they're real positive about Islamic people. So it's not so much advising. They're just wringing their hands over what to do about somebody who'd been a thorn in our side, but just a small irritant who became a huge irritant.
Pastor Johnson, let's go back to the issue of the media for a moment. And I think a lot of mainline churches and others have criticized the media for its general coverage of religion. And here we've got a situation where this one guy with 50 members of a congregation gets a world stage. If you were going to design the coverage, what voices would you want to hear, do you think, are not getting into this? What people should get their place in the sun to make a counter-argument right now?
You mean now where we are?
Well, yeah, religious voices.
Well, I've been grateful that the news media has been pretty open to covering, like, for example, our event, which is this peace gathering for peace, understanding, and hope. I mean, I'm grateful that's been out there. This thing has gotten so to the place where it's a sort of a minor piece in there. And I suppose, you know, to your point, we moderates need to present a lot of positive things, and hopefully you all will pick it up. Unfortunately, positive things that we're doing, relief and human kindness, don't seem to capture the headlines for some reason, like a strange person wanting to burn the Quran.
Well, so what you got to do, Dan Johnson, is get your congregation together with pictures of Terry Jones and offer to burn those and watch the satellite trucks come to your door.
I don't think we'll do that.
Well, I'm wondering...
Thanks for the suggestion.
I'm wondering how you feel this has contributed to discussions or the relationship between Christians and Jews and people of all faith Muslims in the United States. Do you think that this particular event, whether it got too much media coverage or no, do you think it's contributed to more discussions, to better understanding or less?
It's like a lot of things. It can exacerbate relationships and make them worse, or for well-intentioned people, and that's happening. A number of people at one of our gatherings the other day said, well, you know, we ought to be thankful that this happened because we're gaining understanding. So there is some of that. There's going to be what really needs to happen in this country is a deeper look at Islam to see its multiple variations of Islam and a greater understanding of different faiths. I have a friend who used to work some with the State Department. He said it was official policy, if I remember, for the State Department in Middle East negotiations not to talk about religion. Well, I mean, how can you possibly do Middle East relationships and not talk about religion? So I think we need to have a better way of talking about our religious differences. And so this may open that up. Let's pray that it does.
Well, you can always talk about the weather. The weather's always a safe topic, Dan Johnson.
In Florida.
I know. won't get the trucks out either.
No, that's certainly true. Dan Johnson is a minister at Trinity United Methodist Church. Thanks so much for joining us again.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You know, one of the positives is how raspy his voice sounds. Sounds like he's been doing
a lot of interviews.
His voice has been
You're
heard.
Right. Yeah.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.